The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, you know, certainly, as it relates to the pastor's playbook, right? This is the perfect gospel passage to talk about stewardship. I see Ivan sitting back there. Maybe he want to take this one. No, okay, not eager to take this one for me, but. Yeah, no, it's like, yeah, okay, just give us all your money, okay? That's the point, all right? Okay, now that we've, that's the first swing at it anyway, okay? There is some of that in there, okay? There is some of that in there is, you know, the difference between our measure and God's measure of things, right? So how do we measure things? How does God measure things? We think we're going to measure things in quote-unquote absolute terms, and by absolute terms, we just mean what matters most to us, which means dollars and cents, right? So who's putting in more? Who is putting in more? All the wealthy people out of their surplus wealth, right, putting in tons of money, to the temple treasury. They want not only to see the temple work finished, they also want to see its activity proliferate, as it were. And become more and more effective. Yes, okay, good. But is that the right measure of things? What is God's measure of things? So Jesus is offering God's measure of things, which is why he can say, without additional nuance, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. So, in fact, in absolute terms, those are the terms of God, from the view of eternity, as we say, right? So, from the highest height, as it were, we say, yeah, no, actually, it's who contributes livelihood, right? So, who contributes either out of livelihood or who contributes here her whole livelihood. Okay, and we should then understand that as it relates to our relationship with God, yeah, that he should get everything from us. Do you know? So, like, I talk a little bit about the tithe. I don't talk so much about the tithe anymore, but I like to talk about the tithe is our giving 10% of quote-unquote what we make. So I don't know, in the modern American economy, what sense so much of this stuff makes, but and we're going to give 10% of what we make, quote-unquote, back to God. The reason why I push the tithe, or why I'm interested in the tithe, is because I find that giving that 10% over to God, before I even think about it, actually unlocks the door for me to say, actually, everything I have is his. And it flips the script so that the question that we start asking is not what I'm, quote-unquote, giving back to God, which I think is a pretty absurd position anyway, but what I'm giving back to God, but what I'm keeping for myself. And then it's like, okay, I'm not sure, what do I want to keep for myself here? Which means what? It means, what am I not going to give to God to advance his purposes? What am I siphoning off? I want to get that sense of siphoning, right? I want you to have that image of a guy standing outside a car with a hose, you know, sucking gas out of the tank, right? What am I siphoning off, right, from God to use for my purposes, which don't align or advance his purposes? Yeah, because this is what Jesus is offering, right? She's giving her whole livelihood. She's giving everything she has. And really, we are called to give everything we have, in part because God has given us everything that we have and everything that we are. and it ought to be returned to him, at least in, say, gratitude, right? At least we're making a spiritual offering of everything that we've received, everything that he's given over to us for our wise stewardship. We're supposed to be using all of this to advance his purposes, yeah? So, okay, this is in the passage. There's something else in the passage, though, that I don't know, perhaps is the more straightforward read of the thing. We'd have to go back. Now, this is the beginning of the 21st chapter of Luke. The last few verses of the 20th chapter of Luke say something like, is Jesus condemning the temple authorities, really? And he says, yeah, okay, look, the scribes and the Pharisees and the rest, they recite prayers for widows as a pretense to take everything that they have, right? So, and then he goes on here, and he's noticing, right, and pointing out a widow who's giving everything that she has, right? She's giving, you know, whatever it is, two small coins. But there he says, they offer lengthy prayers, right? They care about places of prestige and honor. They recite lengthy prayers, and all the while defraud, really, widows of their houses, he says. Yeah, so when he's saying she's giving her two small coins, we're probably to understand they've already taken everything else, right? And now she has only that, and she's giving that. Okay, so there is honor in her give, right, from her perspective, but the broader picture, the wider picture frame on the thing, is that the temple has defrauded her, right, denuded her, has taken already, you know, by its own, say, quote-unquote, proper activity, it has taken everything she has, and then the little that she's left, she is giving willingly over, right? This is, it's like, I don't know, give you the sense of like how dirty the enterprise is, right? The person who is victimized by the thing herself feels responsible to support the thing. Yeah, it's really quite deadly and treacherous. Yes, okay. This is Jesus is, say, opening up the underbelly of the thing, right? He's having us see, you know, the darkness of the operation. Yeah, for the sake of the desire for it to be reformed. And reformed then not just, say, the temple, you know, instead of being the dark heart that pumps corruption throughout the entire land, it's supposed to be the cleansed and renewed heart that is renewing and restoring the people so that they could get about the work of restoration. They could be a merciful and compassionate people because they've encountered in the temple, the mercy and compassion of God. Okay, now Jesus is coming in to take the place of the temple, and we can all say, well, thank God that that's the case, right? Thank God, because now the purposes, the plan and purposes of God are going to be advanced in Jesus, right? And every contribution made, whether out of surplus wealth or out of our livelihood, every contribution made to the cause of Christ is going to advance the plan and purpose of God, right? So it's no longer this, say, fear of what happens when we give ourselves over to corrupt authority and the rest. We're giving ourselves over to true authority in every conceivable way. And those gifts that we give over to him, and really, you know, the gift of our whole livelihood that we are called to give over to Christ is not turned to corruption. Right, and it's not wasted, yeah. It does truly advance the plan and purpose of God, and so it's ours then. Yeah, of course, here we want to root out corruption in the enterprise, as it were. And the enterprise, sure, if we want to look at the institutional church and the rest, if we want to look at our own communities, our own towns and the like, we want to root out corruption wherever it is. We have the power to do so, because the king who has overcome all corruption is here and now breathing his own spirit into us so that we can overcome corruption and we can implement his reign of truth and justice and love and peace and the rest. It's ours, my friends, to give ourselves over to him whole and entire. And he's the one then who's going to work that renewal that he wants to work in us, and he's going to work that renewal through us. It's ours, again, it's ours to just give ourselves over to him whole and entire, to trust and follow where he leads. Then we will earn the praise, we will merit the praise of people who give out of their livelihood, right? People who give themselves whole and entire to the only cause ultimately that counts.